on the Radioactive Sessions. We've just had Night Patrol in, but now we're back with the Bonbons! Awesome stuff. So joining us in the studio, we have Kay, Amy and Catherine, who are collectively the Bonbons. Say hello, hello. Tony.
Hello.
Hello, Bonbons.
Hi.
So you guys are doing pretty well, aren't you, really? So you're a girl group, aren't you? And you've done a few things. You've got a video out and all sorts, and I believe you've done an album already, haven't you?
Yes. Yes.
And you are currently in the midst of recording a new one.
We are.
Yeah. Yep.
Tell us a little bit about that, then.
We're about six songs into it, aren't we, now?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just a work in progress, really. We're hoping to release it the end of this year sometime. So.
Excellent. Oh, well, we shall look out.
You'll get
for
to
that.
Hear some of our songs from our new album tonight, so that's good.
Oh, good. You brought some of the new stuff in with you. That's good, isn't it? Excellent stuff. Excellent stuff. I think we might as well crack on with a track, if that'd be all right with you, ladies.
Yeah,
if that's
why
okay.
Not?
Just bear with me a second whilst I just make a few adjustments here. Oh, sorry, I do apologise. All silly technical stuff that I'm trying to break here.
Oh, I can't work it either. I can't work many technical things, can I? Can't work Twitter.
It's all right. Yeah, okay, right, we're ready at last. So, yeah, we're going to start off with Cuckoo, if that's all right with you guys.
Yeah, that's fine.
Can
this
we get
is the song that our video's to.
Yeah, I was going to say, is there a little bit of a story behind the song? What's it about, then?
Oh, definitely.
Oh, Cuckoo is about... well, if you watch the video, you can probably make out from the video, but it's basically about a naughty man... cheating on, well, we'll say girls, but we're, in the video
three.
It's us three.
Right.
Basically, we're referring to him as a cuckoo, the bird, because it goes around laying eggs in everyone else's nests.
Oh.
A bit of a player. Well,
we find him at the end and Amy attacks him.
Sounds like he deserves it. Right, okay, guys, without further ado, let's listen to Cuckoo by the Bonbons.
We'll be right back.
Ah, fantastic stuff. Cuckoo there by the Bonbons. So we're just having a bit of a chat with the lovely ladies in between that song. Basically, just asking a few questions about what you've been up to and everything. How long have you been going in this format then as the Bonbons? Any of you?
So we've been together as a band for about 3 years.
3 years, yeah. Just about.
Welcome to my voice.
Bless you. 3 years. You're a bit paranoid about your voice. Yeah. You sound a bit deep. I think it's just the Manchester coming out in you. So I better stress at this point that all you guys are from up north, aren't you?
We are, yes.
We should have called ourselves that, up north.
Up north. Yeah, well, it's never too late. Just slip me a quick £5,000 and you can have that title. That's no problem at all. So we have one young lady from Keighley, don't we?
Yeah,
and
you
one
do.
One young lady from Manchester and one from Wakefield.
Yeah. As I nicely put it earlier.
There's nothing wrong with Wakefield as long as you're passing through it. That's what I'm led to believe.
It's just the place where you go through on the way to London.
It is, yeah.
It's its only purpose.
How do you know Wakefield's a wonderful place?
It has a wonderful prison. I don't know. So you guys have been pretty busy then on and off, haven't you? I take it you've been gigging, obviously, pretty much the whole time you've been together then, yeah?
Yeah. Cool. Just at the moment, we're doing a school tour and we're appearing on a few festivals and stuff, gay prides and stuff, so
excellent.
Rugby games. So, yeah, we've been quite busy.
We're keeping busy, aren't we? Yeah.
I bet you're popular. I bet you're popular with the young boys on the school tour, aren't you?
This one is.
Well, luckily.
The last school we did, it was Amy's 21st.
Oh, yeah.
And got a few birthday kisses, didn't you?
Yeah. I bet you did, yeah. So, you've got an album out, haven't you? I believe.
Sugar Rush is out and it's available to buy on iTunes, etc., and our website also. Yeah. TheBonBons.com.
Well, my good mate here, Mr. Tony G, shall put up a link to your website on our Facebook page, I believe.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
That nice.
That's our IT monkey at his best. I think that's been really mean to you, actually.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's not very nice.
Tony's got this reputation for being the IT monkey, and he's not the IT monkey at all. You are a genius, a bona fide genius, aren't you?
How nice.
No, you aren't. This is one of the gentlemen that handles all our recordings and stuff like that, and you are, in fact, a top producer-type bloke, are you not?
Apparently,
and he's got eclairs at the same
time. And he's got eclairs, yes.
Curries and milkshakes.
We all love Tony. Oh, dear. Right, OK, well, we better hear a bit more from you musically, I think, if that's OK. We're going to play Liar next. A bit of a story behind this one, or...?
It's our most recently recorded song, isn't it, off our second album.
Oh, this is stuff off the new album, yeah?
Yeah.
Cool. So is this unreleased and unheard so far? So have we got an exclusive here or what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, another one. Right. We keep doing this completely by accident. So. What? Oh, here we go. Right, well, we're not going to get bitter, are we, my dear? I don't know. So, yes, on with some more music. A bit of a Liar from the Bonbons. Take it away, T. Liar.
Just some Jam-radio.co.uk.
Ah, Liar there from the Bonbons. Really liking that. Some excellent stuff going on there.
Thank you.
Am I right in thinking that our lovely listeners can follow you on Twitter and Facebook too, as well as your website?
Yeah, they can.
Twitter at the Bonbons and on Facebook as well, Bonbons.
Excellent. Does that basically cover upcoming events and that sort of thing?
Definitely.
Yeah, literally we're updating that all the time, what we've been up to, and so you can follow us on there and you'll know all our information, new songs, new photos, new videos, anything like that's on there. So,
Excellent stuff. Following
us on Twitter.
Superb. Tony, sort it out. Get Twitter.
I've already put the website up just now.
Oh, so you're good, you are. Thank you very much.
The Bonbons is with a Z as well. B-O-N-B-O-N-Z.
That's youth culture at its best, that is. Absolutely. So, you guys have done a video, haven't you? Tell us a little bit about that. How did that come about?
We filmed the music video in Bradford, didn't we?
We did, Bradford?
What made you choose Bradford?
Because it's a lovely place.
It was quite central to us all.
Are we talking about the same Bradford here?
Oh, no. We found a great nightclub, didn't we? Envy in Bradford. And the Victoria Hotel.
The locations in Bradford were really good for what we wanted in our video.
Oh, cool.
So check our video out on YouTube. But it was really fun, wasn't it? We did like a couple of days filming. And we enjoyed that.
Cool.
Hard work, but it were good, wasn't it?
Right in thinking it's been submitted to MTV?
Yep, it has. So.
What's going on with that then? Are they going to be putting it on their rotor then with a bit of luck?
Hopefully soon, yeah.
Excellent.
Can we put the video? Can we post the video?
Yeah.
Can we manage that?
Yeah.
Is that okay? That's all right with you guys. It's your video. Yeah. I suppose we should ask you first, really.
You have to let us know what you think.
We don't mind.
Cool. So what else have you got coming up then?
We're just focusing on our second album, really, aren't we, at the minute? Like I said, we're six songs into that, so we're just trying to pump through that, and we have got the school tours and everything to look forward to.
And we're waiting for like the festival season. Obviously, there's another month or so before it all kicks off. So they've got festivals. We've got the school. The schools tend to want us in at the end of term, because that's when they're allowed to have a bit of entertainment. And then we're going to try and get in the proms. Gay prides, rugby stadiums, private gigs.
But we've got the Doncaster Dome gig, haven't we?
Oh, tell us a bit about that. When's that?
That is on the 18th of July.
Yeah, it is.
You had to think about that then for a minute, didn't you?
They've actually invited us back. We did that last year. So they've invited us back and hired the Doncaster Dome for us. So we are going to have that full.
Yeah.
So that's exciting times. And we've just been busy promoting and stuff, haven't we?
Yeah. Cool. Sounds busy. That's what we're like. As long as it all keeps busy, that's what it's all about, really, isn't it?
Yeah. Definitely.
Okay, so shall we have another track? We have Home queued up next.
Yay!
Oh, that's a seal of approval, yes. Is this also from the new album, yeah?
Yes.
Bit of a story behind this one or anything we should know about beforehand?
We really like this song because it's got two different aspects to it, and like the verses are a bit grungy and a bit like. It's different to what we normally do. And then the chorus is a bit more like anthemic, so you can sing along to it.
Anthemic, that's an S word, is that?
Is that a word?
Yeah, it is now. Oh, it is now, don't you worry.
It is now, my word.
Take, make a note. Anthemic. Anthemic, yeah. Don't know what it means, but anthemic.
You still be able, when you listen to it now, there's the difference in music. That's why we like it.
Cool.
It's good to perform.
Excellent. So let's hear it then, T. Fire it up. Home, the Bonbons.
I'm gonna make it home to where I belong. From New York and California, across lonely highways. Oh, baby, I'm coming home. Oh,
Fantastic stuff, Home there from the Bon Bons. Now, sadly, one of the Bon Bons has had to go and get back to Wakefield.
Which is a loser.
Poor old Catherine's left us, and I popped her in the lift on the way down and showed her where to go, so she should be okay. She's found her way outside. Though we may find her wandering about here next week. You know, if you haven't found her by tomorrow, let us know, because we'll know where she is. It can get a bit confusing, this place, at the best of times. So, I have to ask you some more questions. Well, I don't have to, but I want to. So what's been your best gig, would you say, so far, then?
I think we've all got different opinions, haven't we, on this?
Yeah. Right, go on, then. We'll start with you.
One of my favourites is probably we performed at St Helens Rugby Stadium on one of the major games.
Oh, right, cool.
And we appeared on Sky TV, and the mascot decided to kind of put me on his shoulder and steal me off in the middle of our performance.
Oh, yeah,
that was quite amusing. But it was a good one.
Me and Catherine just did that thing, like going.
Yeah,
all the crowd were cheering. It was that funny.
And he was just pretending. He was doing stuff behind my back, wasn't he? And all the crowd were cheering and it was mental. But what were your favourite one?
I don't know. I do like the rugby ones. Toughie. I don't know. I like the Gay Pride. We did a few Gay Prides last year.
I love the schools. The
kids are like, they go mental.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I can understand that.
Brilliant.
I can't think why. Can you think why?
No.
Honestly, when did we do school? About 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And they must have taken paper in and that. They'd written things while I was performing and holding them up.
Medals, banners.
We'll come back after we got changed and they're all over the stage. This week.
I bet you've been signing autographs and everything, haven't you?
We wanted all those autographs afterwards. So
do you do signed cool. pictures? Is that it?
No. What did we sign? We signed whatever.
He says hopefully.
We signed whatever the one.
Can you sign me?
I've got a few things I'd like you to sign. Tony, come in here. Sign him. So what's on the flip side of that? I suppose I have to ask you, what's the worst gig you've ever played? You must have had something. There must be some embarrassing moments out there. Please God, there must be some embarrassing moments out there.
I mean, I think you get that in anything you do. I think the worst, the problem that we could have is if the sound wasn't right.
Yeah.
So we got on and did the sound check and it sounded good and it's how we want it. And then, I don't know, somehow that's the worst occasion. But no, we've not had any really...
I was going to say, no major clangers, you know, nobody's fallen off stage or anything or got lost on the way to the stage. Oh, here we go. Hello, Cleveland. Go on, tell us all about it. You can't keep it to yourself now.
We did a dance routine once and I kind of forgot where I should have been. Just end up wondering about the stage. But it's all, you know, everyone makes mistakes. You just gotta get on with it. We're human, we're not perfect.
Moving away from the gig thing, what would you say then that the best part so far about the whole Bonbons thing has been for you? What would you, if it all ended tomorrow, what would be your overriding good memory of the whole thing then? So far, I should say.
Most of it I enjoy. I think making the music and hearing people say, oh, your music's, we really like it. Mm. That's like the main thing for me anyway.
Yeah.
But I like recording, the recording and the performing aspects of it.
Yeah, so. I love the performing aspect of it.
Mm.
But I think if I would leave tomorrow, I'd really miss my girls.
Well, that's it. It does seem to be this sort of camaraderie you have.
I don't miss Redbone now she's gone. I'm only joking, Redbone, I love you.
I was going to say, well, this brings me round to my next question. Maybe we shouldn't ask this, but do you argue at all?
It's funny that when people ask that, they'd be like, do you argue? Like, We don't really argue, no.
To say we spend as much time together as we do.
We spend all day together, don't we?
Yeah, and it's like we don't argue that much. Well, we don't argue at all, really, do we?
No,
I think... We all get on really well. We understand when Grumpy Bond's having a grumpy day.
We all have... I don't know, I think no one's... No one like gets. I think if anyone, I don't know.
Because we're passionate about what we do, we all know we're here for the right reasons, and we've all got a lot in common because of what we're doing. We generally get on really well, don't we?
Yeah. Well, I think our personalities don't clash because sometimes when you have I clash with my own sister.
Yeah.
You might clash with a best friend. Do you know what I mean? Some personalities do clash, but. Yeah. I don't seem to clash.
We seem to gel.
Oh, yeah. That's good, isn't it? I suppose, really. It'd be a bit of a nightmare if you didn't.
When she goes, I'm going to call her rotten.
It's okay. We'll talk to you all individually in a moment. what have been your biggest influences, would you say? Who's been your biggest influences, I should say?
Go on, you do yours.
Go on, Amy. You first.
Well, I kind of do a bit of rapping and a few cheeky lines and stuff like that.
Yo, innit?
But...
Dancing.
Sorry, yeah, innit?
My biggest influence personally would be someone like Rihanna, because I just adore everything she does. I love it. But we try to be ourselves as much... Well, we do try and put our own music out there, so we don't try and follow anyone, we try and bring something new to the table.
Cool.
But one of my favourite influences is probably Rihanna.
Mm-hmm. And what about you, young lady?
Young? Yes, I like it!
Well, yeah, you're hardly pensionable, are you? Let's have it right. Come on. What about you?
I like, performance-wise, I like to watch Shakira. She's the one that I like.
Oh, the slinky hips woman.
Yeah, I just like love the way she performs. And Beyonce, like, obviously she's a massive superstar. But also like the way, I've got a bit of a crush on Dolly Parton.
There's nothing wrong with a bit of Dolly.
Dolly and Beyonce, they're all very, very clever and very business-minded. And obviously the amount of success they've had is Yeah, it actually shows that.
Excellent. Like I detect a lady with a plan over there. Yes. Master plan. Right, so we better have another track. I think this is probably... Oh, no, we might have chance for another one after this. We'll just have to see how we get on. But we're going to play Alone the next.
Alone. A bit of a lovey soft ballad, this one.
This is from the first album. Oh, this is from the first album, right. Yeah. Okie dokie. Any story behind it then?
Well, the words are, I don't want to be alone, say you need me, baby. I want to be the one that you run to.
It's a typical love song, isn't it?
Yeah.
Very love song.
Cool. Yeah, we've excellent. Right, we shall hear that now then. Fire it up, T. From the Bonbons. Now over to my co-host, Mr. Tony Gathwaite.
Tony,
hello there.
Tony.
I've been assigned the important questions of tonight.
Shmoov.
So here's question number one. If you were a fish, what fish would you be and why?
Go on,
let's hear it.
You want me to go first?
Yeah, go on, Amy.
Does Little Mermaid count as a fish?
That's not a fish.
It's got to be a real fish.
Is Little Mermaid not real?
No.
Don't tell her about the Tooth Fairy.
I'm looking for a fish that you could find in an aquarium or in the sea and not on TV.
Under the sea.
I'd be a shark. Is a shark a fish?
Yes. A shark is a fish, yes.
Because then I'd be the boss and no one could bully me.
Okay. Dolphins can kill sharks. I'll be a dolphin.
Oh,
I kill you.
No,
but I'm afraid a dolphin's not a fish, though.
Oh,
it,
I'm afraid.
It's technical now.
I love dolphins.
Well, okay, okay, we'll make an exception. Shellfish. A jellyfish.
Shellfish.
A shellfish.
What sort of shellfish? Come on, I want detail. We're talking lobster.
A lobster, I like the claws. Ooh.
Okay.
Okay, must be everything.
So we've got a lobster and a shark. Okay. Right. I can live with that.
Oh, no, a lobster. I've got a bear reason because I go red in the sun. No, that would be Red Bond, but Red Bond's not here.
So
we've got an answer for Red
Bond. Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Right. That's great.
He's going to kill me.
And I've got another really important one. Do you like spam?
Yes.
Yes.
I've not experienced spam yet.
Get her a spam and egg butty tomorrow. Get it down her neck.
It doesn't look very appetising.
Not supposed to look that appetising.
On an anniversary.
Spam, chopped pork and ham.
It's hard enough feeding you a chocolate eclair, so I don't know how you're going to manage some spam.
Don't eat eclairs, we want to eat salad.
Oh, okay. I mean, that's salad eclair.
Yeah, it's the eclair that they've hidden, that was it. They felt so bad because they didn't want to let you down because you'd offered them an eclair that now they've hidden. It would just make you feel better.
Like spread it onto the
floor.
It'd
have been rude if we turned it down, wouldn't it? It would just have been rude.
And you're certainly not rude. You've been very, very nice.
Thank you.
So, how has your radioactive session experience been then? I should ask this. Have you enjoyed yourself? I mean, I know you've only been here a couple of hours, but you kind of see what goes on here and what we're all about, haven't you? Have you enjoyed it?
I have, yes.
Yeah, it's been wonderful.
Was it better than Radio 1? Ah.
Yeah, of course.
This is it's possibly the only show you'll go on where the presenters share the same chair.
Yes, it is.
It's part nice of, to see you very close.
Yeah. It's part of an economy
and you
drive.
Get on.
Yeah, we get on.
We do.
Yeah.
We do, to be fair.
Should make a man band.
A man band.
He's already got his own band.
Yeah, I've got a man band already.
You have?
Yeah.
And they're very good as well.
Apparently so.
All Too Human.
Yeah. That's the one.
Yes. Right, okay. We've got another track to play. Cool. Ask another question.
All right. Let's see.
We should ask you some questions.
Yeah, go on. Yeah, ask away. Let's ask some questions,
please. That'd be really good.
No, you can't think of any now, can you?
If you could go anywhere in the world, where would you go?
Where would I go? North Korea.
Why?
Because it's just an odd place, isn't it? Everyone's mad. Everyone.
Is that not the place where the new ruler is called Kim Jong-un?
Yeah, it is. And before that, it's Kim Jong-il. And before that, it's Kim Jong-sun. And so on.
What's your favourite meal?
My favourite meal? At the moment, it's chicken jalfrezi, which I had earlier.
Oh, I know, you made us really hungry. We could smell that.
Gorgeous. Yeah. Chicken jalfrezi. Oh,
every week, bless him, Tony has to bring some sort of food with you, don't you? Every week it's got to be some sort of meal.
I've been on the bangers and mash for about a month.
You have?
So I've switched back to... I was on jalfrezi's before that and I've gone back to jalfrezi's.
To be fair, the mash looks like a bar of soap.
It started getting worse. It started looking more like a bar of soap and more solid, so I had to switch to curry.
Right, are we going to play another track by these glorious young ladies?
Yes.
Right, we have a Ladyboy. What's this one about? Dare I ask? What's this one about?
So you think it's about... what you think it's about? Go on, Amy, you take this one away.
I will tell you what Ladyboy is about. It's about Fafafini, which is actually a Samoan ladyboy, which the male takes on the woman role and does all the household duties and etc. And we just thought it were interesting to sing a song about because in their culture it's accepted and just normal and some people don't accept it. So we just thought it were important to address this subject.
Yeah, I think most people think it's, about just men dressing up as women.
I get you. So it's about men
There's
taking
a bit of
on the domestic role, is it?
Yeah.
Have you met my ex-wife? Never mind. Right, okay, without further ado, we must listen to a Ladyboy. Take it away.
Pop up.
We're off.
Sit up!
Ladyboy there from the marvellous Bon Bons. So we were just having a bit more of a chat. You've got to get back to Manchester this evening, haven't you?
I have, yes. I'm very tired.
Yeah, and we were just saying, you are actually at the moment looking for a record label, aren't you? You have management and stuff, but you're out for a label.
Yeah.
So is there anybody in particular you'd like? If you could have signed to your dream label, what would it be?
Well, the best one would be Fascination under Universal, because they're the ones that normally take all the big girl bands on Girls Aloud,
right.
The Saturdays. So, I mean, look how successful they are.
Mm.
So it'd be nice to be under their wing. But
absolutely.
Really? Going to help us.
No, we've got to start somewhere. So, more promotions tomorrow, you were saying, yeah?
Yeah. Yes. Oh,
do you guys do this full time then, I take it, yeah?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Cool. That's some dedication, is that? Right. Well, we're kind of moving towards the end of the show, unfortunately. We've only got about another 6 minutes left.
I've got a good question.
Oh, go on.
It's one on this nice list we prepared earlier.
It's not rude, is it?
No, it's not. Where's the furthest you've actually had to travel for a gig?
Oh, my God, don't.
after the music video, we'd recorded the music video for a couple of days in Bradford, and we had a gig in Eastbourne, which took us 5 hours to get to.
We drove back the same night.
We only sung 3 songs. So we drove 5 hours, we sung 3 songs. It was a really good gig, fortunately. And then we had to drive five hours back. It was well worth doing, wasn't it?
So yeah, Redbone's gone, but we will tell you, Redbone was grumpy born that night.
She was grumpy born, yeah. Definitely.
About 1 o'clock in the morning, what did you say, back home about 9? 1 o'clock in the morning, we're just getting back to... Because we all drove on for about 4 hours, and then I had to get my car down in Yorkshire and drive back to Manchester at 2 o'clock in the morning. So, yes, Redbone was very grumpy, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Why do I get the feeling that she's the grumpy one?
She's not really. We just say, we didn't
make that. We keep saying it.
We keep winding him up because that night she was dead grumpy. It was just so funny.
Oh, bless.
I've been grumpy today, though.
Kay's been grumpy. Apparently, I'm not allowed to be grumpy.
No, she's not allowed.
I can't believe any of you are grumpy. You all seem too nice to be grumpy.
I hope.
Maybe you were grumpy before Tony gave you the eclair and now you're all right.
Yeah.
That's why.
Sorry, the eclair that he didn't give you. Sorry, no.
The salad eclair.
Salad eclair.
Salad.
Well, guys, as I say, we better start moving towards the end of the show. Let me just show Tony how to just change this a minute, because he's not listening to me, are you?
No, I'm not listening.
There, look, it is gone.
Oh, magic.
Magic.
Sack him.
So, obviously, we're going to be following your progress and what have you. So, might we can get you in again, maybe in a few months, see how we're getting on.
Yeah.
When we get all our I'm lost. All our gigs we put on the website.
Yeah, cool.
So,
don't forget
let you know.
Follow us on Twitter. And check us out on YouTube.
We'll put a link to everything.
Thank you.
On the Facebook.
When we're doing anything local, we'll let you know, and then maybe we can get us in again.
Yeah, right. That'd be great. That'd be really, really, really,
this
really
time,
good.
This time,
maybe you could...
Super eclairs!
You can even...
And some spam butties!
You should even... you can ring us up sometime and talk to us on the phone.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
On the show,
Yeah. We can get a phone interview with you and see what you're up to. Maybe when you finish the album, if that'd be all right.
Yeah.
Work something out with that. Right, okay, well, as I say, only a few minutes left, so Mr. Garthwaite, what have you got for us to finish with this evening?
We've got Splendor.
That sounds like a sort of Nutrasweet type sugar alternative.
It's just the music that advertises it. No, it's by Mate Free. We played it last week as well, to end on it.
I like this. Yeah. Hang on, yeah, I know what it is now.
Yeah, we like to end on this track. It's a nice track.
Right, well, thank you all for listening. This has been another massive double helping of the Radioactive Sessions, what with me, T, and Mr. Brian Leach himself, who's gone to play football. He does every week, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Yes. Can't think what a man of his age would enjoy playing football for at this time of night in the cold. But each to their own.
Does he indoors?
Well, I think he just enjoys going to the pub afterwards, to be honest.
Yeah, that's it.
Maybe we should take up football.
He probably doesn't even go football. He probably just goes to the pub.
Shh! Don't tell anybody.
We know him.
Right, okie dokie. So, thank you all for listening. I'll be back tomorrow, as usual, with Live at 9 at, funnily enough, 9 o'clock. I've been Damien Shorts.
I've been Tony Garthwaite.
And these have been the bonbons. Well, two of them, because one's already gone, unfortunately. So, as I say,
you're most welcome.
Thank you both for coming. Well, thank all three of you for coming. Just you two left, I'm afraid. See, we've got rid of one already.
Yeah.
Right, okay, we better go anyway. Over to some music. See you all next time.
Why not take your business further by advertising on Jam-Radio?